Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart, and I know it resonates with many of you out there. Rediscovering joy in life after addiction. Ever felt like life had become just a series of autopilot moments? You go through the motions, but the spark, that sense of genuine excitement and happiness, it's just missing? Addiction can really suck the vibrancy right out of your existence. But listen up, because I'm here to tell you that joy isn't lost forever. It's waiting for you on the other side of recovery, ready to be reignited. Now, before we dive in, let's be real. Recovery is a journey, not a destination. There are going to be ups and downs, moments where you feel unstoppable and others where you just want to crawl back under the covers. But even on those tough days, remember this. Joy isn't some magical reward for reaching a certain milestone, it's a practice, a conscious choice. So how do we reclaim that joy? Here are 5 key takeaways. First, redefine your happy. Addiction often hijacks our brains, making us crave instant gratification. But true joy isn't about chasing fleeting highs, it's about finding fulfillment in the little things. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a good laugh with friends, the feeling of accomplishment after finishing a tough task. Start noticing these moments, savoring them, and they'll slowly start to build into something bigger. Second, ditch the comparison game. Social media can be a minefield for self-doubt. We see curated versions of everyone else's lives, making us feel like we're falling short. Remember, that highlight reel doesn't capture the whole picture. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember, you are enough just as you are. Third, get moving. Exercise isn't just about sculpting a beach-ready bod, it's a powerful mood booster. When we move our bodies, our brains release endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that leave us feeling energized and optimistic. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hitting the trails for a hike, or just taking a brisk walk in your neighborhood, and make it a part of your routine. Fourth, cultivate meaningful connections. Humans are social creatures wired for connection. Spending time with loved ones, building genuine relationships, and fostering a sense of belonging can be incredibly fulfilling. Reach out to friends and family, join a club or group that aligns with your interests, and remember, even small acts of kindness can make a big difference. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during setbacks. Recovery isn't linear, there will be bumps in the road. Forgive yourself for slip-ups, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Remember, you are worthy of love, support, and joy. Picture this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, but you feel detached, like an observer instead of a participant. That familiar emptiness lingers. You might catch a glimpse of someone genuinely enjoying themselves, laughing, connecting with others, radiating happiness, and it sparks a yearning within you. You want that feeling back, the joy that used to come so easily. But how do you get there? How do you bridge that gap between the person you were before addiction and the person you want to be now? It's not about erasing the past, it's about honoring it, learning from it, and choosing a new path forward. Remember those 5 takeaways we talked about. Redefining your happy, ditching the comparison game, getting moving, cultivating meaningful connections, and practicing self-compassion. These aren't just abstract concepts, they are tools you can use right now to start reclaiming joy in your life. So take a deep breath, let go of any shame or guilt that's holding you back, and remember, joy is within your reach. It might not feel like it right now, but with each step you take towards healing and self-love, the light will grow brighter, and the world will start to feel more vibrant again. You got this. Now I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, your experiences, and any insights you've gained on social media using the hashtag #DopamineDamageControl. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Your support means the world to me. Until next time, keep chasing that joy, one step at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.